Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And in a few seconds, I'll be joined by my colleague, Zafia Basson. And yeah, I think this is the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their program, Home Run. And as it has always been, and particular, especially this time, it's a time that we discuss business and economic discussions. This is your favorite platform where we discuss things which affect our bread and butter issue. This is also a platform where we discuss about policies on economic matters. We look at issues beyond national developmental agenda. We look at international relations. We look at SME development. We look at bigger corporations, and the whole conversation or the whole engagement of the program that we are hosting, the whole aim of this conversation is to make sure that in whatever discussion that we bring about, we look ahead, we look at how we advance Namibia, we look at how we can positively contribute to the advancement of the country in terms of development at a broader scale. And in this context, we mean development which is driven not only on economic front, it's also driven on infrastructure and human development. Dear listeners, this is also a platform where we analyze, political decision policies and analyzing, government communication, especially those which are affecting our bread and butter issue. And we cover broader context. However, we also make sure that this conversation is not only driven by individual conversation or individual articulation of issues. Not only me and Zafia, but we also make sure that we include everyone who is interested in contributing to this discussion. So we always make sure that we open the line so that listeners and, participants, or particularly economic drivers, economists, and those with a nation at heart can call and contribute to the discussion. So we also having this understanding that countries, companies, institutions are not built by yes men or yes women, but they are built by individuals who can think differently, who can argue, who can have different views about same matters, who can propose different ways of doing things, who have better smart ways on how to work about things. And that's why we are always making sure that it's not necessarily important for you to agree with whatever we talk about. It's also very important for you to bring about the other version of the argument. You may be somebody who have been in that field for a very long time. You may be somebody who have a better idea about how we solve issues, because the end is what is necessary, which is the Namibia where everyone is able to live a good life, where everyone is also able to have a secured life for himself, herself, and his family. The Namibia where not only infrastructure development which is praised, but where basic human needs are met, and also individual can innovate and can practically apply the academic skills and also their talent so that they can contribute to the development of the country. So after that short commercial break, I will give an opportunity to my dear colleague just to give us other important things, particularly on the products of Eagle FM. Then you can go to the conversation for today. So it's always very important to make sure that you stay tuned. It's always very important to make sure that you stay tuned and contribute to the conversation, and also find a way how you can contribute.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. As I have indicated earlier, I'm joined by my colleague, Zafia Basson. And yeah, Zafia, how is it?
I'm good. How are you, dear listeners? I hope you're well as well.
Yes, let us look at the Eagle FM products.
So, if you want to stay tuned, inspired and in tune with us, follow us on Eagle FM Namibia number one radio talk show for conversations that matter. Of course, whether you're commuting, cooking, or catching up during lunch, we keep you plugged in. Find us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn, as I've mentioned, from hot topics, economics, business, you know, everything that matters and everything that will definitely keep you in the loop with real-time updates, as well as for those that are busy and could not listen to us during our show times. We have them on podcast. If you missed it, you can go and replay it. So we make sure that you never miss. Need the perfect song for your Sunday spirit, your favorite hymn book, you can download it. It's called Imba App. As well as when you're in the dive for real stories, shaping communities, turn to The Villager, your on-the-go newspaper, which is an online newspaper. It delivers sharp, relevant, and local news that is that matters and that hits home.
Yes, from there, we are going to a commercial break. Then it's very important for you to stay tuned. After a very short commercial break, we are going to go right into it. What do we have today on the table? What is the conversation for today? And yeah, let's look at paying the bills.
Oulum nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma akuro kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahetatu natu, mbali ohetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.2.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with business and economic segment. And let us look at what we have on the table for today. Let us go right into the discussion for today.
Okay. So let's be real. We all grew up with this idea that if you finish your degree or diploma, a job is waiting around the corner. But the reality is it's often more complicated than that.
Yeah.
So according to recent statistics, many graduates still believe they'll land a job within 3 months of graduation, of course, even though the economy paints a different picture.
Indeed.
So let's start with that. Why do you think there's such a gap between expectations and reality?
Hmm.
David, what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we need to look at is being ready for the reality. Is being ready for the reality and understand what is happening beyond classrooms and lecture halls. And that on itself will make your life easier.
Mm.
And also understand that post-graduation is a very different life. Because when you are at the university, when you are at the vocational training center, as we went through university or vocational training centers or college, you'll be able to understand that a lot of people will praise you when you are a student.
Mm.
But when you complete your qualification, you start to lose value based on the number of months that you stay at home.
Mm.
And a lot of individuals start cutting the chain out. But let us look at the reality on the ground. Going to school, going to pursue the best course that you can ever have, and having your dream is one thing. It's a very beautiful thing. But we need to be honest with our students who are at university to say, what will happen to you? What are you going to do if you find yourself unable to be employed 3 or 6 months after you graduate? Because that is the reality on the ground, because we have seen it to say, as we are speaking now, in terms of the statistics, Namibia is one of the countries with highest unemployment, particularly youth unemployment.
Mm.
And that it on itself doesn't mean that whatever you study, you are able to get a job 3 months after graduation. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that for us to contribute positively to the economy, for us to make sure that we are ready to advance our country, what is your plan B? That is a good question. And your plan B does not just need to be a plan B, because it's a plan B.
Mm.
It's other diversion of life if things don't go according how you can do it. What other skills can you have? Because that is a question that every graduate must ask himself or herself to say, what can you do apart from you having a qualification in finance, apart from you having a qualification in engineering? Are you able to start a business? A lot of people would ask. If you are not able to start a business, what other things can you do? Because there are a lot of ways that you can do. You can join an NGO. You can start a company. You can go to further your studies. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that you can do. You can go to a fellowship. You can be part of something. You have to be busy with something, because as a young person, you must be busy doing something. Because if you are not going to do that, the quality of skills that you got from wherever you were studying, they will start depreciating. And you start losing value and also losing trust in yourself. And that is a reality on the ground. And I think this is not, it's a discussion which need to be held even at the house level. Because you see some families, and I love the support that families give, particularly to students when they're at universities. And I wish they could continue doing that post-university. Because when you look at the reality on the ground, if you grow up in bigger cities or in towns, then you see the gap between students and university student. Then you'll be able to understand what I'm trying to say. So it's also something that university professors and lecturers must be able to tell their students to say, yes, I'm teaching you this. I'm also failing to run a successful business, but you must have a plan B if things don't go according to plan. If that is the case, it would make our life more easier, and it will also be easier for students to get in touch with the reality and find a way on how to plan ahead. Because it's not necessarily you getting a job. There's a lot of things that you can do. You can go to postgraduate universities, postgraduate education. You can go outside the country. You can start exploring. Depends on how you save the money that you are getting when you were a student. Mm-hmm. And also depends on how you plan. You can join a different profession completely different profession on what you have studied. You can be busy doing something. And that is what we are trying to do, to say, are the parents, students, those who trusted you, even when you were at university, ready for the reality on the ground? Because there's always a reality. There's a difference between what you plan, what the society expects, and what it is. So that's why today we are looking at how is the plan B of our postgraduate. We are doing this because we have seen a lot of graduation have been coming out. We have seen UNAM University of Namibia graduates. We've seen Namibia University of Science and Technology, which pump in the highest graduates ever since their inception, with around 6,000 students in the job market. IUM is continuing graduating. I think they have started, and I think until Friday or maybe next week, I'm not really sure. But the question that we are trying to ask ourselves is to say, where is our students' post-graduation? Where are they facing? Are they still have these illusions to say, 6 months, I'm going to have a job? Because, Zafia, if I have to tell you, when we went to university, we always have this plan to say, I go to university, clean sheet, 4 years, get my honors, get my job three months after graduation, have my beautiful wife, and buy my dream car, and that was a basic life that we expect. But out of these things that you have seen, you can either get 2, 3, or none. You understand what I'm saying? And you may also end up not necessarily where you wanted to be. But the question that we are asking ourselves is to say, what is your plan B? That is the question that we're asking ourselves. And how is Namibian, even government, shaping the future of the post-graduation citizens? Because if you have a lot of citizens who went to school and do not have, they are not contributing anything to the economy, your country is also going down. Yeah, because it's a waste of resources, and it's also a waste of priorities. But we can turn this around if we have a plan. And what is the plan B? So we have a very short commercial break. Then from there, we can continue. Because it's always very important to make sure that when we discuss these matters, you contextualize it. And Yeah.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
So, dear listeners, we'd love to hear from our listeners as well. Have you had to come up with a plan B after graduating? What did you do? And you can call us at 083-288-8401. I'll repeat it. 083-288-8401. You can call us and we'd love to hear what you have to say on the matter that we're currently discussing. Let's share ideas and solutions, Hare. But what I'd like to just touch on a little bit of is the emotional side of this.
Yeah.
Now, let's forget the mental toll. Let's not forget the mental toll.
Yeah.
It can feel like you failed if you're unemployed and you're 6 months into either post-graduation or graduation. You understand? After you've graduated,
yeah.
6 months goes by,
yeah.
And now you feel like, what was the reason for me studying and what was the reason for me paying so much money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to remind you, you're not alone, you know? We haven't failed. You have not failed. Life isn't linear and success doesn't have one shape, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to pause and try new things. Like David mentioned, something like travel abroad a bit. Go and do something else. Start your small business, because waiting for it will not reward you for that. If you just sit and you wait and you think, you know what, it's going to come into my lap. Also, what works for other people, and it's also how you network. Because remember, after you graduated, there's a few steps that one can actually, what plan B looks like.
Yeah.
So you can either further your skills, small skills, because let me say you've studied for an accountant or a lawyer or whatever. But there's small skills that you can, like marketing or data analytics,
designing,
graphic designing.
Yeah.
You know, there's small skills that you can upskill yourself with.
Yeah.
That is also needed.
Yeah.
And sometimes you might see, okay, I might not find a job in this.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of this happening, and it's something skill-wise, you can just quickly upskill yourself and land that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're in a job,
yeah,
as small as it is, as insignificantly as you may think it may be,
yeah,
you get another job. That's what I've realized. But if you don't have a job, it's very difficult to get another job.
Yeah, and the other thing is also because when you say life is not always about making money, you may end up lying to people.
Mm.
But one thing that you can say is that there is a lot of things that you can do to contribute to your long-term goal.
Of course.
And the other thing that we also not taught is that, you know, we have been in the system for a very long time. To say you have been 12 years at school, then 4 years, some 3, some 7, depends on what you studied at the system of continuation of education. Then you don't really know about life as an ordinary citizen, because you either live life as a baby, as a learner, and as a student. Then post-university is where you start understanding that life is in your hands. Yeah, if you are lucky, you find a job, that is good. Some people are lucky, you find a job even when you are a final year student, even when you are a student. That is, but majority of us, you find yourself in the situation where you have to make sure that you have to survive. And the other thing that you have just mentioned is that to say, it's not the right thing to look ahead much to the job that you are going to get rather than looking at the network that you have at university. Because one of the things I appreciate much is that university life bring you a rich network. It depends on how you look at it. People that we used to see on TV, they are there at university. People that you only read in the newspapers, they are at university. You find them walking around. Some are students, some are lecturers, some are researchers, and it's up to you to find a way how to network. Some of these individuals have brilliant ideas. Yeah, some of them, they have good experience of life. And what we are trying to say is to say, when we look at post-university education, we must think beyond job, beyond, okay, a business, which everybody say you must start a business. And I understand not everyone can do a business and not everyone can run a business.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things. There's, you can join sport. You can join. There are free education online, fellowships. You can learn another language. You have enough time. And you find a way how to get into the system, because the system will always be there. It's how you work with it. And if you are not upgrading yourself, so, you know, 6 months later on the ground, somebody will also come from another university who is also competing with you. And if you understand that life is a competitive environment, it's up to you to upgrade your skills, then it's more easier. But what is very important is to have a plan B, because companies, government, they always have something to go to. There's always, if something happened, because there are always some little money. You know, even the poorest country in Africa, they always have a little backup to say if things get worse.
What's
the backup plan? Yeah.
I also think what is amazing and what I see these days a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot.
Yeah.
Surfacing and at being advertised is the internships.
Yeah.
Now that is also a very good way, or let me say a great platform,
yeah,
to expose your values and what you've really learned at school, you know, to practically put it into practice, basically.
Yeah.
Now that is a way that these interns can actually also land a job.
Yeah.
Because I've seen so many of my current, fellow classmates.
Yeah.
Because I'm also about to graduate very soon.
Yeah.
So, and they've landed their jobs. Remember, yeah, some of them came from school and
yeah,
studied.
Yeah.
And very soon they will be graduating.
Yeah.
And then they will be out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've worked so well.
Yeah.
And I think when you do your internship, you really need to put in all effort.
Yeah, indeed.
You understand?
Indeed.
You need to make sure that you are seen,
yeah,
heard,
yeah,
and your efforts really bear fruit.
Yeah. And
that contributes to, that contributes to you landing a job.
Yeah.
Because that's now you securing your future.
Yeah. No, I think that is a very great point, because we are not saying an individual is not able to do anything. That quality opportunity that you get will,
yes,
allow you to at least to show that you are able to do something.
Mm.
Yeah. And, on top of internship, if I have to tell you, Zafia, there is a lot of, fellowships. We talk about leadership developmental programs.
Mm.
These are free programs.
Mm.
Look at leadership developmental programs, whether you are joining an NGO, whether you are within the youth space, whether you are from the sector. If you are a scientist, there is always something about you. There is always something about you within that field. And there is always something about you that can allow you to learn. Institutions are giving free training. Institutions are giving free training on how to upgrade your skills. And one thing which I think it has also assisted me in some ways is that no matter the situation that you're finding yourself, find a way to teach yourself and educate yourself. Not about really everything, but educate yourself, because when you equip yourself with skills, it's more easier for you to face life, because it's not only about hard coin capital. It's also about additional skills that you get post universities, because You start to learn how life is working. But the good thing also is that it's knowing the direction where you are going. It's knowing the direction where you are going, and always have a plan. Because if we do not have a plan, it's not only also about an individual individuals to have a plan, but even institutions of governments to say how we can take care of these people. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that the internship program become a policy, it's a directive to say this is, it has to be done. But you must think beyond that. What will happen after that? Because if we normalize it, it will be like additional university. Yes. Yeah, because everyone will go through it, but are you really solving the problem? That is a question that we're asking ourselves, because we need young people who are participating in the economy, and we need young people who also are not in comparison with other young people. Because if you are competing in a country where it's second highest unequal country in terms of the economy, the person that you are competing with is well connected, and the person that you are competing with is not from the family that you come from, and you don't have the same level of intelligence, you're going to embarrass yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, you're going to embarrass yourself. Because you find yourself, somebody is a lecturer the next 2 months after graduation, somebody is a minister of higher education that you are teaching.
Mm.
Not even 30 years making policies for you. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, then you have this one also who think life is not fair.
Mm.
But life is not meant to be fair. That is the thing. But what we are trying to say is that we are asking a very deep question to particularly the graduate who graduated these days to say, what is your plan B? Because the people that you think are supporting you now, they will also lose interest if you are not moving. Yeah, because parents, they feel relieved. That's why they are screaming, and that is the final, is to say goodbye to continuation of support. And you must understand that they are not doing it because they don't like you.
No.
Because you reach a certain stage when they are screaming and saying, no, congratulations, that is your final hugs and love that you are getting. But I mean it in a good way to say, you must also understand that you are being welcomed to a new space. And nobody orient you about this. Nobody orient you about this to say, when you go to university, you get orientation. But when you come out, we're also supposed to get orientation. So welcome to the reality of life. Welcome to the reality of life. Find a job. If you are not able to find a job, find an internship. If you are not able to find an internship, there is a fellowship. If there is no fellowship, there is a postgraduate education. If there is no postgraduate education, there are free scholarships that are being offered. If you are not being there are sport activities that you can do and many other things, because having a plan, it will make our life more easier. Yeah, because we are telling you this thing not because we had them. We are also university students, and we have seen what is happening. And it's also very important to make sure that don't wait for the situation for you to start thinking. Mm-hmm. Think about all the possibilities. You can find a job as hard as possible, then you get it. But always have a plan, because what if all the things don't work out? What am I going to do? Because that is a main question that you need to ask ourselves. So, dear listeners, welcome. We are continuing with Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson. We are discussing about Plan B, post-graduation. What will happen after the screaming, the celebration are out, after everyone, they eat the cake and you get your graduation gown. What will happen then? What is the situation going to be like? And how are you going to navigate life? Because those are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself. Because it's like, you know, you get into a marriage. I was never in a marriage, but I've seen it with a lot of people who are saying it to say, after all the screaming and all those things, it's you and your partner there to think about how we are going to deal with each other until take you from this earth. Or are you going to reach a certain point? So it's the same thing, because it's a new phase that is being entered. No one really tell you about those things, but I think it's worth a plan. So I think we have around 16 minutes. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Zafia, now, let me say, you are giving an advice to somebody who is a final year. I know you are a student, but you have been a student before. And it's not new to you. Now, let me say somebody just came from high school, then university, then is very excited about the future. Mm-hmm. Then you know the reality on the ground, you know the statistic, you know the data. How do you orient this person to face the reality of life?
Well, to be quite honest, I wish that someone told me before I graduated that your degree or diploma, whatever your certificate, is just one part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
The real game is how you position yourself.
Yeah.
And I must tell you honestly, people always think when they look at me, they always say, you're blessed, you're lucky, you're what.
Yeah.
But it's not really that. It's just I never took titles and positions to heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I always told myself, regardless, I started off after my studies and everything. I worked in, I advertised like things in the shop.
Yeah.
You know, those people that when you walk by, they tell you, do you want to taste this?
Yeah.
Do you want to, you understand?
Yeah.
Promoter.
Yeah.
I was a promoter. I didn't mind that. You understand?
Yeah.
I made money, but in that, I also networked.
Indeed.
And I did whatever I did.
Yeah.
I think I would tell people is whatever I did it so good that people think I'm being paid very well for that.
They end up wanting to be like,
yeah. I mean, I also got people that asked me, no, how do you get this job?
Yeah.
You know, but me doing that, I felt so embarrassed and I didn't want it. I didn't like it, but I did it for the money.
Yeah.
Secondly, I did it for exposure and experience.
Yeah.
And I met people.
Yeah.
I also, you know, I would also tell them that, you know what, everything you do, no matter how small it is, it builds something in you. Mm-hmm. It teaches you something. And every person you meet, do not take them for granted.
Yeah.
It could be the janitor. It could be someone on the street. It could be literally that lady that sells fat cook on the street.
Mm.
She can teach you something. You know, everyone in your life that steps into your life doesn't just step coincidentally. They step there to teach you something. That auntie on the street that makes fat cook might have a son or a daughter that sits in the office that might link you.
Yeah, don't undermine.
Don't undermine.
Don't undermine. Yeah,
you never know who is your lucky charm.
Yeah.
Let me say it if you know.
Yeah.
But you don't know who is connected and how they are connected.
Yeah. And the other thing also, people that you think are not what you think they are, those are the real deal.
No, really?
Yeah, those are the real deal because, you know, postgraduate, with me, I didn't want to be, you know, I didn't want to be a teacher in my life. I've been fighting my father, so I'm not going to be education. Then you know what happened? The first thing I got, you know, when I come from university I got a temporary teaching position at one academy in Windhoek. I'm not going to mention it. And I was saying, no, let me go and study my international relations. Let me go and study my politics and all those things. Then the first thing which happened to me is that, you know, I had this 6 months, it's a temporary job. Not really money, but I wanted to be busy doing something.
Hmm.
Then it was so great. There's been a lot of challenge because I was a very young guy. You go to school, you teach, and some of the students, almost the same age, they start asking you, how old are you, and all those things. But to me, it was a very great experience.
Yes.
You know, it was a very great experience. And I always wanted to be busy. I can't be waking up and sleeping at home. It can't be correct with me. Then from there, got into a fellowship. I was very lucky. Got into a fellowship, 9 months. There's only money for a trip. And I was very happy to say, no, if I complete this one, there's a network. I complete this in 9 months. I have transport allowance is there, but there's no money. No one is going to pay you anything. But it's a leadership training. And what I can tell you is that I've learned a lot and I have connections until now from those guys.
You see?
And remember, it was for in international institutions. Then one thing I have realized to say, no, if I'm not making money, I should be better upgrading my skills because I can't lose in all the battles. But other ways, things will just cross.
Mm.
And things will just close. And it's a very good experience because sometimes don't just motivate people. See what position the person is in. But you end up understanding to say everyone and one uncle of mine said, no, look, David, sometimes we can't blame people for everything because sometimes life is a series of choices that you have to have made. And that thing stuck with me to say, It built up on the series of choices that you have made. Sometimes can be unlucky. Sometimes life can also be, you know, unpredictable things can happen. But what there's a lot of things that you can control. It's a series of choices. Are you choosing to blame somebody? Are you choosing to be an activist on social media and blame the government for being corrupt and all those things? Or are you choosing to do something? Those are the things that we need to ask ourselves, because at the end of the day, we must move somewhere. And when somebody is going to meet you, must be already on the move. So I think it's a high time now to say, what is your plan if that thing don't work out? That is the only thing that that will make your life easier, and understand that no one owe you anything. And those are things that we learn a bit late, but appreciate to say nobody owe you anything. But when you graduate, it's not the end. Like you have said, to say just the beginning.
Yes.
It's not the end. Yeah, don't also be surprised. You find those who did not go to university, they will also bump into you, but they are making more money than you. And they are well positioned and well connected than you. And that is how life is. And understanding to say, your qualification, yes, is good. You have worked hard for those 3 years. Congratulations. But now is the end of the game. It's the end of what you have completed. It's the end of that phase.
Mm.
But another real phase is starting with life.
You know, David, there's something that someone once taught me, and I'm glad I had those people.
Yeah.
This person taught me, and at that time I didn't even have qualification or anything, and I was in a very good position as well.
Yeah.
And the people that I was in a position with, they had qualifications, they had degrees, they had masters, some of them had PhDs, And this person taught me that you need to learn how to communicate. And when I mean communication, this person said, learn how to present yourself well.
Yeah.
Because remember, before you even go into an interview, you are a brand. And you are someone that need to sell yourself in that interview.
Life is about selling.
If you don't, life is about selling.
Yeah.
Not sell yourself, sell your experience, guys. Yeah. Please, I don't want you to say tomorrow that Zafia said sell your soul. No, I said sell your expertise and experience.
Yeah.
And there are people that can do it actually very well in an interview.
Yeah.
But of course, also they struggle to deliver. So I need to, there are people that can do very well at their jobs, but they don't know how to sell them in an interview.
Yeah.
And you need to know, people first buy what you tell them.
Yeah. No,
because remember the degree and everything else comes later.
Yeah.
But when I meet you, David, when I sit across you in a boardroom or a table or an office, I want to know who is David.
Mm-hmm.
And many people, you know, the most Googled interview question is, tell me about yourself.
Tell me about yourself. Guys, they don't know who they are.
ChatGPT can't tell you who you are.
It's true.
It can give you advice, but you know what?
Yeah.
When someone, I've also sat in a lot of interviews, interviewing people.
Yeah.
And I've always seen that one being the one that people don't know how to sell themselves.
Yeah, and
tell me who you are, and go think about it tonight. Yeah. Who are you, and what do you bring to the table as a human being?
What are you going to do when you go to that?
And Zafia has both studied accounting.
Yeah.
What makes David or Zafia valuable for that position? What makes them stand out?
They both have the same qualification.
They have the same qualification. They studied at the same university.
Same year.
What makes the one better than the other one, or what will make them get that position?
I think that is a powerful point to say. On top of all the plans that you have, is how you present yourself.
Yes.
And also communication, and communication is also something that we are not really taught, because you know, in most of the African tradition, is for you to listen to what elders are saying,
yes,
without questioning,
yes,
but not really about communicating. No. And it's also for you to copy exactly what they say to you, so that you can deliver it on the other side.
Exactly.
Because I remember, you know, when you grew up at the village, our uncle is always sending us to another house with a message to say, go and say A, B, C, and D.
Exactly.
Then,
like
then he will end up reminding you after a few minutes, say, what are you going to say?
Mm.
But there's no really to say, no, just a translation to say, I need a traditional X, for example. I need my other friend to help me with a machine to fix my wire and all those things. But you can also present it in your own words at your level. And and communication, I think, is something, is communication, and it's also the thing about public speaking. It's something that is a skill that was a bit neglected for a very long time. But if you start learning how to communicate, how to give, how to pass a message across, and also most importantly, to sell yourself, not selling yourself, selling yourself in the different and unlawful manner.
Yes.
You're selling yourself to what can you offer, and also telling the people about your story.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, people, they become so interested in you when you know how to communicate. But I think it's something that people need to work on and for to graduate, you go and practice how to communicate. That is number one. And go and practice how to communicate. I don't want you to speak. I don't want you to be an eloquent speaker. Most of the great communicators are not those who speak 250 words per minute or whatsoever.
Yes.
It's communicate. You can be somebody who is stuttering, right?
Yes.
But you are still communicating. And people are still going to wait for that speech to come out from you, because you can sell yourself.
Yes.
And I think that is something that need to be worked on. I think just maybe upgrading your skills.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know also what is amazing is
you
go into an interview room and these people want to know what's interesting about you, and you just give these short answers, you know.
Yeah.
You don't make yourself interesting to these people.
Yeah, yeah.
And these people wonder, oh my goodness, because remember, first of all, you're not just getting a job, you are becoming part of a team.
Yeah.
So they need to know, are you going to be part of the team?
Yeah.
Or are you going to become the problem?
that is a question. are you going to be part of the team, or are you going to be the problem? Yeah.
Are you going to be the one that everyone needs to tiptoe around?
Yeah.
And when you get into an interview room,
yeah,
own the room, make them want to listen.
That is very powerful. That is very powerful. And the other thing which I wanted to end on that is to say, how come you are Googling about yourself if it's only you who can tell your story? how come you go on the internet and say, tell us about yourself? It's only you, because that is an introduction question. People want to know who they are dealing with. And there are also things which are needed. You can't say, no, I have a white dog, her name is what or whatsoever.
No,
people want to know the character, the person, and what they can get from this, what make you different from, you know, other people.
Yes, your personality, your experience, your skills.
Yeah.
That's now where you make the offer. It's like, you know, when you sell something, I tell the person what's the benefits, why they can't go without this. When they walk away from this, they must, like, you know,
they must regret not taking you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not, I think you made it right to say you are the product.
You are the product.
Yeah.
My benefits.
Yeah. You put it in the right.
And if I walk out of this room today and you,
other people will buy this
and
product.
You know, you must be so good when they call you that you actually say, sorry, I actually got another offer already.
Yeah.
And they must be like, you know, what is the offer that you got so that I can counter that offer.
You are a unique product.
There's no other David.
But I think you put it right. Let us maybe use a comparison of the market. There's a lot of products in the market. Every woman is selling fat cakes in an open market, but there's always that woman who finish first.
Yes.
Yeah. It depends on how you sell. It depends on how your products are looking like. And, I think also how you communicate, because there's a difference between you selling the products and you selling yourself as a product by making people see that, not taking you will make them lose a lot of things, or not taking you will be a regrettable thing. But it's also a good way of saying, be good at presenting yourself like you are selling a product, so that other people will say, no, let's buy this one. How much is it? Don't we have another product like this one? Where did you school? And what did you study? You see what I mean? I think that was too fast.
Time really flies,
yeah,
right?
That was too fast. And
I think with my final words, I just want to say, you know what? Be optimistic.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's plan B, but also if there's no other way, then make your own path. Because remember, curve your own path.
Yeah.
And I want to say, you know what? You have that degree,
yeah,
but that degree is only a degree until you make it something. And the best thing you can do is work on yourself. Like we taught you, I mean, we gave you a lot of advice and ways and techniques. But learn the art of communication, because anything you want to do in life starts with communication. So learn how to do it and do it well. And with that, adios.
Yes.
David, on your side, final words?
Just be a good salesperson. Know how to sell anything, but sell yourself in a lawful manner, particularly at a professional level, in a business meetings, networking with people and other people. Some networks are end up, I don't know, I'm sorry to say they are useless, but not all the networking are going to work out. So some people are just meeting people, then you find a way. But, anyhow, plan B must work. If plan B does not work, there's always a lot of, letters.
There's a lot of this, 26 letters, right?
Yeah, 26.
So please work. So make it count.
Until next time, see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Same time, sharp, sharp.
Olio mnangeshifa nohara kushivifa oma kuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuro olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe nohamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu mbali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye.